This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Massachusetts man was recently released from prison after spending 38 years behind bars for a murder he maintained he never committed. Now he's back in the race, literally and figuratively, as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Sunday's running of the 22nd annual Genesis Battle Green Run in Lexington is one of the most popular road races in the region, and unusual in several ways. There's the stirring rendition of the national anthem by the announcer of the Boston Bruins. And since this is where the Minutemen first encountered British soldiers, the race starts off with a surprising blast of a musket. Then there's the giant cow and chicken in running shoes, which explains the entrance representing the Northeast Organic Farming Association. It's one of several nonprofit teams with runners using the race to raise money. Taking his mark among those in the 5K run was someone who never ran a race, but never ran out of hope.
I only ran a little bit yesterday for about 10, 15 minutes, and that was it.
Frederick Clay was freed from prison last August, 38 years into a life sentence.
But, have you been running since you've been out of prison?
No, sir.
So you're just going to get right in this race?
Yes.
How do you hope to finish this race?
I really don't know. I'm just going to try to do the best I can.
Fred Clay was 16, living in Boston when he was arrested and later convicted for a murder he always denied committing and refused to cut a deal to shorten his sentence.
I wasn't going to voluntarily put myself in prison for something I did not do.
After nearly four decades in prison, the Suffolk County DA acknowledged the eyewitness testimony in Clay's trial, some of it given under hypnosis, was unreliable, that justice hadn't been served. Ever since his release this summer, Clay has been learning what he calls survival skills.
Trying to figure out how to write a check, learn how to pay rent, those type of things have been kind of challenging me, and also trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Now 53, Clay has spent more than 70% of his life in prison.
He is a remarkably resilient and hopeful person.
Lisa Cavanaugh runs marathons, but by day she runs the Innocence Program of Massachusetts Public Defender's Office. She organized the program's fundraiser and was instrumental in setting Clay free.
When I read his case, it was like the textbook example of what can go wrong.
Cheering Fred Clay and Lisa Cavanaugh on was Sean Ellis, sidelined with a back injury that prevented him from running. Ellis was another client of the Innocence Program. He says he served 21 years, 7 months, and 29 days, and is thankful to Cavanaugh, private investigators, and forensic experts that finally set him free.
All of those who came to my aid against the injustice is like coming to the morgue and pulling you out of the morgue. It's truly like giving your life back.
The runners finished where they began, and Fred Clay finished the race, right next to his attorney, Lisa Cavanaugh.
He's not a runner. He's a runner today.
It's a new start for Fred Clay, who got his high school diploma in prison, where he worked as a janitor and trained in hazmat.
How do you convince an employer that you're somebody they want to employ after being in prison for 38 years?
Well, let them know right up from the start that I've been in prison for 38 years. There's a lot I still need to learn, but I'm a hard worker. I'm on time. I'm loyal. I'm dependable. I'm honest, and I'm a people person. I'm willing to work with anybody that's willing to work with me, and I can pick it up right away.
Fred Clay, back in the race after 38 years in prison. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.